It's the Real Country Flashback, KB and Heather Lee, Hank FM.
Wednesday Flashback brought to you by the original Weatherford Truck and Equipment Company for all of your truck needs. Well, yesterday it was announced we'll send you to Willie Nelson coming up here in North Texas next in a wild card Wednesday. But it was announced yesterday Willie will perform, and they listed it after a 72-year absence at Baylor University coming up. Willie concert. This will be there at Baylor in Waco, May 14th.
Bring your bears.
Marking his first return to perform at his alma mater since he was a student there in 1954. So the Willie Nelson and Family concert will take place there at the Magnolia Field at Baylor Ballpark. Magnolia from Chip and Joanna, yeah. Of course.
All the cool kids are doing it.
Yeah, and the Baylor president, Linda A. Livingston, said 72 years after Willie Nelson walked our campus as a Baylor student, thrilled that Texas legend will finally take the stage at his alma mater. So looked at this, and there was always the story, along with Willie's many, many, many stories, that he was banned from Baylor University.
Ruh-roh.
Now, traditionally, one of the more, for a very long time, it was the conservative, the Baptist school of the state. You know?
Say your prayers.
So, exactly.
Mind your manners.
So, when they finally had a dance that was sanctioned, it was seismic down there.
Fancy.
Yeah, so that's kind of where this whole thing came from, the long-standing, technically, rumor about Willie being banned from Waco University. So, he was born in Abbott, which is only like 30 minutes away from Baylor's campus, and attended Baylor on the GI Bill during the spring and summer quarters in 1954.
Attaboy.
After serving in the U.S. Air Force. And then went on and left to do his music thing. And I actually made a pit stop here in Fort Worth to be a DJ for a good while. So about the band. Well, according to Baylor and its newspaper, in 1988, Baylor had a scheduled concert with Willie, but then canceled it, calling Willie at the time a, quote, unfit role model. And that's where the band rumor started there at Waco.
They're so impressionable students.
Nobody really went more in depth than that. There was no documentation, and Baylor denies that there ever really was a band to begin with. But tickets go on sale, by the way, this Friday there for Willie Nelson at his alma mater. And now you know the rest of the story.
Thanks, Paul.
Go Bears. We'll send you to Willie next. Come on.
I got run to keep from hiding.
It's the Real Country Flashback, KB and Heather Lee, Hank FM.
Wednesday Flashback brought to you by the original Weatherford Truck and Equipment Company for all of your truck needs. Well, yesterday it was announced we'll send you to Willie Nelson coming up here in North Texas next in a wild card Wednesday. But it was announced yesterday Willie will perform, and they listed it after a 72-year absence at Baylor University coming up. Willie concert. This will be there at Baylor in Waco, May 14th.
Bring your bears.
Marking his first return to perform at his alma mater since he was a student there in 1954. So the Willie Nelson and Family concert will take place there at the Magnolia Field at Baylor Ballpark. Magnolia from Chip and Joanna, yeah. Of course.
All the cool kids are doing it.
Yeah, and the Baylor president, Linda A. Livingston, said 72 years after Willie Nelson walked our campus as a Baylor student, thrilled that Texas legend will finally take the stage at his alma mater. So looked at this, and there was always the story, along with Willie's many, many, many stories, that he was banned from Baylor University.
Ruh-roh.
Now, traditionally, one of the more, for a very long time, it was the conservative, the Baptist school of the state, you know.
Say your prayers.
So, exactly.
Mind your manners.
So, when they finally had a dance that was sanctioned, it was seismic down there.
Fancy.
Yeah, so that's kind of where this whole thing came from, the long-standing, technically, rumor about Willie being banned from Waco University. So, he was born in Abbott, which is only like 30 minutes away from Baylor's campus, and attended Baylor on the GI Bill during the spring and summer quarters in 1954.
Attaboy.
After serving in the U.S. Air Force. And then went on and left to do his music thing. And I actually made a pit stop here in Fort Worth to be a DJ for a good while. So about the band, well, according to Baylor in its newspaper, in 1988, Baylor had a scheduled concert with Willie, but then canceled it, calling Willie at the time a, quote, unfit role model. And that's where the band rumor started there at Waco.
They're impressionable students.
Nobody really went more in depth than that. There was no documentation, and Baylor denies that there ever really was a band to begin with. But tickets go on sale, by the way, this Friday there for Willie Nelson at his alma mater. And now you know the rest of the story.
Thanks, Paul.
Go Bears. We'll send you to Willie next. Come on.
I got run, keep from high.